Texte numéro 128. Why children of married parents do better, but America is moving the other way. The economist Melissa Kearney has been both vilified and praised for the two-parent privilege. In her book, Kearney points out the fact that children raised by two parents have a much higher chance of success than those raised by one. She even argues that whether parents are married or not impacts their children's success. Her argument goes against the trend in the United States. Almost half of all babies born in the US in 2019 were born to unmarried mothers, a dramatic increase since 1960, when only 5% of births were born to unmarried mothers. The US has the world's highest rate of children living in single-parent households. 23% of US children under age 18 live with one parent and no other adults. Kearney finds that this arrangement hurts children, widens inequality, and ultimately damages society. Progressives are accusing Kearney of stigmatizing single mothers. Conservatives are celebrating her findings as validating their support of marriage. Kearney's research as an economist at the University of Maryland focuses on issues such as poverty, inequality, family, and children. Undeniably, more women are deciding to have children and remain single. Some children who are raised by single mothers go on to achieve great things. But the data shows that the odds of graduating from high school, getting a college degree, and having high earnings in adulthood are substantially lower for children who grow up in single mother homes. Kearney notes that families headed by a single mother are 5 times more likely to live in poverty than families headed by a married couple. It's simple math, she says. Raising children takes a lot of resources, money, time, emotional energy, and more. Most single mothers are less likely to have a college education or a high income. Single motherhood is a lot less prevalent in higher educated women. Data also shows that many single mothers don't have help from any other adult, like a grandparent or other family member. That means it's mom who supports the family financially and serves as the primary caregiver. Kearney focuses her research on single mothers because of their outsized number. It's not like there aren't single dads, but they're only a quarter of single moms. Kearney is especially worried about boys falling behind and no role models around them. We've got millions of boys growing up without dads in their home, she says. Data shows that boys from disadvantaged homes are more likely to get in trouble at school and with the criminal justice system. Altogether, this has a compounding effect of undermining social mobility and perpetuating inequality across generations, she argues. Adapted from NPR, October 2023.